Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Can we just take this in for a minute? A little night fever.
This is good.
Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. There is the grift, and then there is the grift, and then there is the mayor of Washington, D.C. Holy moly. This is joyous. When I say joyous, I mean people really do think they can get away with anything when they're in an elected position. The mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, she went to the Masters. We're talking about the golf tournament, Augusta, Georgia. And it was taxpayer funded. The people of D.C. paid for her to go to the Masters. You've never gone to the Masters. You dream of going to the Masters. She got the taxpayers to pay for it. And then when it was realized that she was going, it was determined it wasn't a vacation that she was taking on the taxpayer dime. No. It was a sports and economic development trip. She was going down there to learn how to bring golf tournaments to D.C. These people are brazen. Brazen. They'll do anything. They'll say anything. They are completely unworried about what you think about it. You've got no say. You've got no power. This two-tiered nonsense thing, it gets to people. It gets to people. And then there is a reaction. Just saying what is. This brings us to the popcorn moment. Let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. The White House, here's the headline. White House will, quote, make sure gas prices remain affordable, unquote, heading into the summer. So this is one of the national economic advisors that was being asked about gas prices. Whether the administration would once again tap the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which was a terrible idea then and it's a terrible idea now. Gas futures are up 29%. Gas averages right now across the country $3.67 a gallon. Now, oil prices in terms of the barrel, West Texas Intermediate is $81.97. Let's call it $82. And Brent crude is at $86. So these are down a little bit. Of course, you have the Israeli attack on Iran in response for the Iranian attack on Israel. Iran attacked indiscriminately, trying to kill civilians. Israel, as we know, the first bit of reporting, went after specific military sites. They're different nations with different points of views and different values. So suck on that, protesters. Oh, I'm sorry, pro-Hamas zealot freaks. That was much better. That was more to the point, I believe. So Iran's downplaying the whole thing, and oil prices are resting easy right now because of it. Oil per barrel going down is a good thing. But in the 80s, is still pretty dang high. Then we haven't built a new refinery in America in forever. You have this issue. But the White House is willing to manipulate the market to keep gas prices artificially low or lower. You mean before an election? This is what they're admitting. This is the conversation about, look at how they act right in front of us so brazenly. And they expect us not to notice. And many people don't. Many people don't. And then there are the people who don't want to notice. Dear Lord, what in the world has Joe Biden said now? Every day, it's something new. And today is no different.
Harris Biden administration.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go. You know the thing.
Say what?
He's there with the Kennedy family. That's right, the Kennedy family, they don't care about Robert Kennedy. No, they're going to back Biden because they're going to keep becoming ambassadors to things. Remember when the Kennedys mattered? Oh, yeah. Oh, Camelot. Good times. Good times. From bootlegging to the White House. It's the American dream, I tell you. And then it was from bootlegging to the White House to the bottom of a lake. How the mighty have fallen. But they really are worried about Robert Kennedy running for president. And so he's trotting out the whole Kennedy family. And he's there getting the endorsement of this Kennedy and that Kennedy and another Kennedy that you don't know anything about. And then Joe Biden gives the line of lines.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes. I'm sorry. I may have missed that, Mr. President. Could you say that again?
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes. Am I ready to choose?
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes. Am I ready to choose freedom over democracy? I don't even know what that means. What? But this is Joe Biden. This is every day with Joe Biden. People are voting for this? Never mind the politics. You're voting for this? Well, Tony, abortion's the most important thing ever. You're voting for this? Oh, well. You probably think that Ted Kennedy was a great guy. Jeepers.